Chapter 13, Attitude Training, Keeping Little Hearts. The attitude of your children is far more important than their actions or education. When a child has an innocent heart, clumsiness or misjudgment can be accepted as perfection. For instance, one mother left her little girl doing minor housework. She returned to find that the little girl had voluntarily expanded her role. She had brought in the clothes from off the line, then folded and put them away. The only problem was that some of the clothes were still damp. This mother, seeing the proud glow in her little girl's eyes, accepted the offering as perfect. It was not until the little helper had gone out to play that mother removed the damp clothes and returned them to the line. She later trained her little daughter to know the difference between wet and dry clothes. Training certainly must consider the actions, but discipline should be concerned only with the child's attitude. It is embarrassing to see a parent upset at a child for spilling milk or acting his normal clumsy self. Judge them as God judges us, by the heart. On the other hand, there are times when there is no disobedience, but the attitude is completely rotten. A parent must be on guard to discern attitudes. If we wait until actions become annoying before initiating discipline, we are only dealing with the surface symptoms. The root of all sin is in the heart. Know your child's heart and guard it. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. It will be several years before your child can keep his own heart. Until then, it is entrusted to you. Let us consider some real-life examples. Surly teen, a very frazzled mother of several children, who sometimes appears as emotionally worn out as an old Confederate flag, confided with me on her failures with her 13-year-old daughter. The girl, when asked to change a diaper on one of the small children, curled her lip in a surly manner and looked at her mother as if to say, "Why do you do this to me?" The mother accepted the response as added weight to her already heavy load in life. After the daughter was out of hearing, the mother resignedly said, "My daughter is going to have to answer to God for herself." For a while, I felt guilty, like my sins were being reflected in my daughter. But, and her voice trailed off for lack of certainty, she will have to find God for herself. This mother has several young children and a dread of any more on the way. With all the responsibilities of homeschooling and natural living, she is too emotionally attached to maintain responsibility for one as old as 13. It was as if she was giving up on this one to pour what strength she had left into the ones coming on. Hard work is never so draining as tension. One who is emotionally discouraged wakes up tired. The 13-year-old daughter, who should be a blessing and encouragement to her mother, is an added burden. If this older daughter had been given proper attitude training, the mother would not be so vexed now. Starting over, those of you who have stair-step kids in a dismal state of disorder may be discouraged with the seeming impossibility of retraining the whole lot. Take heart, it can be done. Start with the young children, the ones still within an age range, to show quick improvement. Be absolutely consistent, and don't let the older ones discourage you. Their time is coming. There is a wonderful psychological principle working for you. When the military moves into a district of general anarchy and is seen to restore order there, the other districts take notice and voluntarily quiet down. Confess to your older children that you failed to properly train them. Accept the blame. But now that you know better, you're going to do things differently with the younger children. The older, spoiled kids will sit back and watch. When they see the least improvement in their spoiled little brothers and sisters, they will be on your side, though they may not say so. When they become convinced of an absolutely positive transformation in the younger siblings, they will want to get on the reclamation list. As long as you remain compassionate, sane, benevolent, and consistent, they will submit to your discipline, seeing and believing it to be for their own good. When times of anarchy do occur, your control will carry them through until their emotions settle down and they can view things more objectively. When you reclaim one, the others will know where you are headed and will be confident that you mean business. When you pin up a dog, he will run around searching until he is sure there is no way out, and then he will settle down. Once you convince a child that there is no alternative, he will submit. Your children's natural self-love causes them to assume the easiest stance in any given circumstance.